The Power of Innovation, a grand title, but what does it actually mean? For the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is behind the initiative, it's about applying lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic to any future outbreak.
It's a recognition that the number one lesson we learned during the pandemic was the incredible impact of health innovation, from, and not just from vaccines, but diagnostics, surveillance, even frontline healthcare. It has absolutely transformed what could have been an extended, drawn, long out, 10, 15 year recovery to 2 or 3 years.
The foundation is taking advantage of the world's focus on the Qatar World Cup and bringing together famous footballers to showcase its work.
The eyes of the world are here in Qatar at the moment on the biggest sporting event in the world with a game that I have played for so many years. You know, I've been able to travel around the world and talk about football and know how powerful football is as a tool for bringing people together, for bringing communities together.
We've experienced a pandemic not far from like a few months ago, and it has been very difficult for the world to live this kind of experience, and I think it's important to raise awareness on health, on the importance of investing in health, because our life depends on that, and the future generations' lives depends on that, and we need to prevent the next pandemic.
For Qataris, it's about building a legacy beyond the World Cup.
We have learned many lessons from this pandemic. Most importantly, we have learned the importance of collective action and joint responsibility to eliminate the effect of this crisis. We also learned the importance of investing in innovative healthcare practices.
And collective action is what's needed to avoid headlines like these. Now, this exhibition is called The Last Pandemic. It's a play on words. Was the pandemic the last pandemic, or was it simply the latest? But the world is divided as ever, and bringing everybody together is going to be crucial if we're going to learn the lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic and apply them to perhaps the next one. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Doha.